Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were in fact used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran in what he called an act of war. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now-stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Mr. Trump surprised many earlier this month when he announced he was calling off a previously secret plan to have Taliban officials and Afghanistan's president come to Camp David Presidential Retreat near Washington, D.C. for talks. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with the Taliban representatives in Qatar, and just before Mr. Trump scuttled the process, had announced an agreement in principle with the Taliban. The Washington Post reports that U.S. President Trump's promise to a foreign leader so troubled an official in the U.S. intelligence community that it prompted them to file a whistleblower complaint. The Post, which cited 2 former officials familiar with the matter, said it was not immediately clear which foreign leader Mr. Trump was speaking with or what he pledged to deliver. The communication was a phone call, one former official said. That's according to the Post. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday by a quarter point, a move